Welcome to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's games are presented by Community and Kimball Medical Centers, proud affiliates of Barnabas Health. Participating sponsors are Gateway Toyota Scion, Envision Eye Care, iPlay America, Vision Financial Services, Professional Orthopedic Associates, The Quality Inn of Tom's River, Ocean First Bank, Atlanta Bread, and the Causeway family of dealerships. Let's head down to the Pine Belt Arena in Tom's River and join Matt Harmon and Ed Sarluka for tonight's broadcast.
A holiday tradition is back here on the Shore Sports Network. It is Tom's River North and St. Rose getting set, the first of our. We will also see Jackson and Tom's River South. Quick shout out back to the guys in the studio. We are getting some feedback and echo in our headset. If you could press that button to take us out of whatever the situation might be, it would be appreciated. Matt Harmon along with Ed Sarluka as we get you set here for high school basketball on a busy day of activity during the course of the Christmas Classic. We'll step out, take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's game. St. Rose and Tom's River North up first. Quick 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Whether listening or playing, at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, we love sports. And we know that when you play hard, you can sometimes get hurt. Fortunately, our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers,
Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. Visit barnabashealth.org. That's barnabashealth.org.
Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Near the station. Back here from the Pine Belt Arena on the campus of Tom's River High School North. Had a quick technical glitch, but it is working fine right now. So let's restart. We're getting set for the holiday tradition that is the WOBM Christmas Classic. We have a busy couple of days of basketball for you here. Tonight, the boys' semifinals. Tomorrow night, the girls' semifinals. And then on Friday, we will do our championship doubleheader. As far as the games we will see tonight, top-seeded Jackson Memorial and number 12 Tom's River South will play in the nightcap, set the tip right around 8 o'clock. Game number one, an interesting matchup. Number 2, St. Rose against number 6, Tom's River North. Happy holidays to all our listeners. And, of course, my partner for the next couple of nights, that is Ed Sarluka. Coach, you have seen each and every game here during the course of the opening rounds of the tournament. These teams advancing. Tom's River North, a win over Central and against number 3, Manchester, to get to this point. St. Rose victims include Tom's River East and Breck Memorial. Maybe not the pair that everyone would have thought, but, you know, Tom's River North was a team that struggled a year ago. We'll open up with them. But right now, playing some pretty good basketball entering this game at 3-1.
Well, you know, under a new coach, Ryan Coswell, came over from Ocean County College. Has done a nice job with these Mariners. Very talented team, very big team, very physical team. They play up and down basketball when they have to. They could pack in a zone when they have to. So it's a talented football team, and Coswell has done a nice job with them. On the other side, the number 2 seeded Purple Roses expected to be here, looking for their second straight year in the finals. Of course, they are our defending champions, having won it last year. The Mariners come in as the number 6 seed. Should be a very interesting game. Tom's River North could control the backboards, I think they could very easily win this ballgame.
St. Rose beat Point Barrow a year ago, 52-38, so looking for back-to-back wins. And for the Purple Roses, they also enter this game at 3-1. They are under the direction of their longtime head coach, Dennis Devaney. They have a superstar, really, here in the Shore Conference. That, of course, being Mark Kokoda. He comes in averaging about 19 points per game. He is a very tough assignment for anyone to guard.
Yeah, he sure is, Matt. I've seen him about 4 times this year, twice in the tournament and 2 times, you know, earlier in the season when they opened up the 2011 campaign. He is a good one. The bad part about that is that sometimes it turns into a one-man show for St. Rose. And if you could stop Kokoda, they've got to go to other options. Sometimes St. Rose gets into trouble that way.
St. Rose, as the second-seeded team in the tournament, they will be in white. Tom Zimmer North will be in their away blue jerseys. We step out, take a quick break for the national anthem. We're back with the starting lineups and the opening tip right after this 60-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, Chief Operating Officer at Ocean First, the bank that's been part of your community since 1902. Here at the Jersey Shore, community matters. We volunteer more for community service. We shop local to support our business community. And more people choose to retire in our communities than anywhere else in the state. Today, Ocean First is still helping neighbors with sound banking solutions, still lending to qualified borrowers, still working with you to keep our communities vibrant and growing. For over 100 years, for generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, we're proud to be your community bank. Ocean First Bank. Great rates, great service, great people.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 to find the nearest branch in Ocean, Monmouth, and Middlesex counties. Or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity lender.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Here from Pine Belt Arena, Toms River North getting set to take on St. Rose. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive, Toms River. Call 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name. Let's go through the starting lineups first for Toms River North. The Mariners, under the direction of first-year head coach Rory Caswell. They are 3-1 so far in the year. They will start at guard number 11, Damian Singleton. He is a junior at 6'1". Alex Levchenko, a 6-foot senior, will also be in the backcourt tonight for Toms River North. Up front, a three-forward alignment, number 24, Carl Blum. He is a 6'4 junior, will be joined by 6'5 senior, number 30, Sean Martin, and 6'6 junior, number 32, Solly Stansberry. Kind of an interesting story. Ed, transfer from Delaware. He has some pretty good pedigree into this game.
Yeah, pretty good blood, Matt. His dad played in the NBA. He was a number one first-round draft choice. Drafted number 14 in the 80s. Went to Temple University. And as you said, good blood. His sister played in the WNBA. So, and he has not been starting. It's an interesting move by Rory Caswell as he starts Stansberry tonight. Wrightson has been starting for the Mariners in their first few games. Tonight, Stansberry gets the start.
Meanwhile, for St. Rose, the Purple Roses also coming in at 3-1. Dennis Devaney, their head coach, last year's MVP of the tournament, Mark Kokoda, back to lead St. Rose again this year. He is a 6-foot senior, wears number 2. He'll be joined in the backcourt by number 3, Jim Rockstead. He is a 6'3 junior. Up front, it is number 20, Dean Devaney, the coach's son, 6'3. He will wear number 20. He is a senior. Number 21, Sean McGuire, will be up front as well at 6'4. And the other member of the starting lineup, part of a 3-guard alignment, that is number 22, Connor Letty. He is a 5'10 junior. So the five on the floor coming back on for both of these teams. We are set here for basketball on this Wednesday night. The officiating crew, a very veteran crew, Mike Fogarty, Jim Moran, and John Werner.
First time we've had a three-man crew for the tournament. We've been working with two until this game. We will have three in each of the semifinals and, of course, three in the finals.
Paul Ceretti back in the studios along with Phil Harding. We will let those guys know that the technical issue with the echo is still there. I've made an adjustment here on our end. If you guys could try and do the same, we would appreciate it so that we can get things back to normal here. 16 teams started the tournament. We are down to four. It will be the opening tip, and it is won by St. Rose. They will move left to right on your radio dial, and it will be Kokoda to start with the basketball. It is a 2-3 zone for Toms River North to open things up. Left side pass now for Connor Letty. Back to Kokoda, top of the key. On the right, Rockstead getting a touch. Backdoor feed on the baseline. Down low, the shot blocked by McGuire. His attempt, it was taken out by Stansberry. Kokoda now between the circles. Flips in the right corner. It's McGuire. Good patience here by St. Rose on the opening possession. We have played 40 seconds, no score. Rockstedt taken to the baseline on the right side. Will double dribble, and the turnover will go to Tom Zimmer North.
Pretty good quickness out front in that 2-3 zone with Singleton and Levchenko. Good movement, you know, back and forth, sideline to sideline, and Kokoda going to have a tough time penetrating that.
Singleton brings the ball up court. Here's a quick three on the way by Martin out of the right corner. No good. Rebound taken down by Rockstedt. He will bring the ball up court. Flip it left. Get into the hands of McGuire. St. Rose looks for Kokoda, and they find him up near the half-court circle. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. St. Rose and Tom Zimmer North, no score in the first of our two semifinals tonight. Jackson and Tom Zimmer South will follow.
This 2-3 zone will keep the score down for the Mariners. That's what they want to try and do tonight.
Rockstedt, top of the key, flips off to the right side. Letty, as everyone playing catcher on the perimeter. Devaney, the kick out. Letty, a three on the way. That's good from the right side.
Of course, that will take care of that 2-3 zone if you could hit that three-point shot from outside the arc.
6:20 to go. It is St. Rose 3. Tom Zimmer North, nothing. Here's Stansberry. Pull up from the right elbow. That one off the mark. A couple of St. Rose players come together, and it will be a turnover here. It was Letty coming together with Devaney. They both touched the ball, and Kokoda couldn't hang on to the loose ball. Tom Zimmer North will get the bonus possession with 6:10 to go in the opening frame.
Devaney, a big 6'3", got a lot of meat on him, and that time just threw a bad pass to Kokoda on the outlet.
Martin with the ball left wing will kick up to Singleton between the circles, and Singleton will pull out and reset the offense. Stansberry flipping off to his right. Levchenko thought about the long three, going to take it to the baseline, pull up from 18. That one no good from the right side, and the rebound cleared by the Purple Roses. Kokoda coming down the far sideline. We are stationed here at Press Row at the Pine Belt Arena. Off on the left, Kokoda. Worked right side for Rockstedt. In the hands of McGuire in the corner. Back up top on the perimeter. Flipping left on the sideline. Skip pass over the top. Letty the three from the right side. That one off the mark and no good. McGuire tried to get the rebound and could not. It will be Tom Zimmer North basketball coming up court with 5:28 to go in quarter number one.
Well, Letty made his 15th three on the year, so he will have that opportunity many times tonight if North stays in that 2-3 zone.
Martin, nice backdoor feed. Singleton wide open. Left side layup is good. Get North on the board. 3-2 St. Rose leads with a couple of seconds over 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Kokoda patiently flips off to his right, gets it back now, wants to stay on the right side. Flashing out McGuire, now Rockstedt, going to leave off for Kokoda on the left wing. Devaney, bounce pass down low. Here's the reverse layup, up and in for Sean McGuire. 5-2 the score in favor of St. Rose. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, great job that time by McGuire working the baseline against that three-man bottom zone.
Martin drives to the basket, hung one up, and it was able to find the hoop, make it 5-4. Martin on the scoreboard.
Nice baseline move by Martin.
5-4 St. Rose. 4:15 to go, first quarter. McGuire going off to his left. Now Kokoda. Devaney at the foul line. Wanted Kokoda, going to step in, have his shot blocked by Stansberry. Loose ball picked up by Martin. He is fouled. This could be on one of two guys for St. Rose. It's either going to be Devaney or McGuire.
Devaney will not take a whole lot of shots. Matt, he's in there for his defense and to help on the boards. He only has 4 points on the year, so obviously four games he's averaging one a game.
Foul is charged to Devaney, his first, team's first. Driving to the basket here is Levchenko. Left that one short from the left side. Loose ball picked up by McGuire, and St. Rose now looking to push. Kokoda at the foul line. Lost the handle on it. Levchenko picks up the loose ball. Two on two. Levchenko, a step in from the left elbow. Cannot get that one to rattle in. Stansberry, the putback. Nice finger roll with the right hand. And Tom Zimmer North has grabbed their first lead of the night at 6-5 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter.
The more Stansberry plays with this group, Matt, remember he came in last year as a transfer. He played during the summer. He gets more comfortable each and every day as the Mariners practice.
Kokoda will pull out. Now pick up his dribble. Flip on the right perimeter for Letty. Letty looks. Rockstead now has it on the wing. With 3:05 to go, Tums River North sticking with this 2-3 zone. Kokoda feeding down low Devaney. Nice skip pass on the right side. Letty back to Devaney. Another shot for him, left elbow. That one off the mark. And Stansberry with the rebound. Here comes Singleton up court. Stansberry top of the key. Flips off to his left for Levchenko. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Tums River North 6, St. Rose 5. Levchenko drives. Nice little screen and roll. It was Stansberry getting the pass. Feeds it in with the left hand. 8-5 in favor of the Mariners. That was a pretty move to the basket. 2:39 to go in the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll stay right here.
Yeah, well, at 6'6", which Stansberry stands, very agile for his size. Not a whole lot of meat on him. He's long and lean and very good around the bucket. And that time, it's a nice assist for the easy layup. What's he got, 4 on the night already, right, Matt?
That is correct. Tonight's game brought to you in part by ShopRite, Route 37 East in Tums River. Proud to be a sponsor of the WOBM Christmas Classic. This tournament started on the 17th of December, the weekend before the holiday. Jackson, the top seed, St. Rose, the 2. Those two teams have made it here to the semifinals. Tums River North is the 12, and Tums River North is the 6. Tums River South is the 12. A couple of the surprises. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. St. Rose putting the ball back in play. They trail it 8-5.
Key to this game right now is Kokoda. Mark has not had an attempt as of yet.
Right corner, Rockstead. Skip pass over the top on the left wing. This is Letty. Double team coming. Tried to split it. Finds Devaney. Up top, Rockstead traveled before he took a dribble. And with 2:08, St. Rose coming a little bit unraveled here the last couple of minutes.
Well, as we said in the pregame, Kokoda came in averaging 19 a game. He's got to get his shots. Not looking to shoot at all tonight. No attempts for Mark Kokoda.
2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Tums River North, a 3-point advantage at 8-5. Singleton with the ball on the left wing. Tums River North has spread the floor here a little bit. Singleton takes it down left corner, picks up his dribble. Wanted Stansberry in the post instead of the foul line. It's Martin on the kickout. His pass is intercepted by Letty. 3-on-2. Kokoda pull up from the left side. That one is good. First points for Kokoda.
That's why you can't let him shoot, because he's deadly. He can shoot it, and he can play, and he can run the court, and that's what St. Rose did very well that time.
8-7, Tums River North. Levchenko trying to get going for Tums River North. He'll step in from the foul line. His jumper is off the mark. He's cold to get this game started. St. Rose the rebound. And Kokoda breaks the front court with the dribble. 75 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Tums River North 8, St. Rose 7. Devaney. Now Kokoda has it back near the half-court circle with 60 seconds to go. St. Rose in no real rush to attack this 2-3 zone. That may change as the game goes on. Kokoda wants to fire a 3. That is way off the mark. Threw up an air ball.
Wow.
And it will go back to Tums River North, who will go with their first substitution of the night. That will be 5'11 senior guard Rich Gerbia.
He will take Singleton's spot on the top of that zone.
Levchenko on the march down the left side of the lane. He will kick out. Gerbia just into the game. He'll fire a 3, no good. Stansberry the rebound. Nice feed off from Martin, who will lay it in off the right side. Martin with 4. Pretty assist from Stansberry. Tums River North 10, St. Rose 7.
No, Mariners controlling the backboards right now. That time offensively with Stansberry to Martin.
McGuire, Kokoda. Now it's Letty, left corner 3. That one in and out, was halfway down. Rebound cleared by Carl Blum. Levchenko will flip. Gerbia wants another 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound tipped up. Comes to Levchenko. He's going to feed off for Stansberry, but he took too many steps before he got it off. With 4 seconds to go, St. Rose will have an opportunity for the last shot of the quarter.
That was a good look inside, but thought he got it off before the feet came down.
Kokoda, left elbow, at the buzzer, won't fall. Tums River North, the 10-7 advantage after the first quarter of play. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. We're back with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic, the semifinal round, right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the 20th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back up and running here, second quarter. Tom Zimmer North starting with the basketball. They lead at 10-7. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca here on 1160, 1310, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Stansberry trying to feed it down low for Martin. Passing lane interception by McGuire. And it will be St. Rose trying to cut it to one or tie it up with a three. Set the lineups for you in just a second. St. Rose with their original five on the floor. Kokoda, Rockstead, Devaney, McGuire, and Letty. Still that 2-3 zone for Tom Zimmer North. Gebbia, Levchenko. Here's a three on the way for Rockstead. That one back rim no good. Stansberry climbs up, gets the rebound. He's on the floor with Martin and Blum in the front court.
And not only is Stansberry 6'6", got those long arms.
Levchenko can't get going so far tonight. His runner no good from the right side. And Letty bringing it down court quickly for St. Rose. Now Kokoda will set up Tyler Long, the 6'3 junior, looking to check in for St. Rose at the next whistle. Letty open from the left corner. His three on the way and good. His second three of the night. He's got six to lead St. Rose. We're tied at 10. Blum going to take a long distance three. That one off the mark. Martin fights for the rebound. Devaney grabbed it, but he will throw the basketball away. And now we'll have some substitutions into the game. First, we mentioned Tyler Long coming in for St. Rose, their first sub. And Bill Wrightson, number 35, the 6'9 center, checking into the game for St. Rose.
Well,
Devaney, excuse me.
Yeah, Tom River North, St. Rose, Dean Devaney, and Tyler Long. They'll alternate all night, Matt. They'll play about 5 or 6 minutes each, and then they'll sub for each other.
Gebbia. Stansberry feeding down low. The catch and shoot by Wrightson off the mark and no good. Rebounded by McGuire, and Kokoda will bring it up court with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Tom Zimmer North 10, St. Rose 10.
Well, Wrightson at 6'9", got to drain those little layups. Comes in averaging 3.7 a game, 15 points on the year, all around the basket. Got to make those layups, though, in a semifinal tournament game.
No-look pass. They tried to get St. Rose did long the ball down low. Kokoda put too much on it. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Long. So it's Tom Zimmer North basketball here. Another substitution of the game. Kyle Carrington, better known for his football playing here at North, has come in. Carrington, the 6'2 sophomore.
Interesting sub by Rory Caswell, Matt, with Gebbia. Talk about him, right?
Pass is intercepted. It's Kokoda racing up court. Taking it on the way to the basket, had it deflected out, and it will be St. Rose basketball. 5:34 to go in the first half. Purple Roses will put it in play, baseline left.
Gebbia came in with only 2 points on the year, 0-for-5 from three. He's already taken two tonight.
Kokoda, the sweet stroke from the outside off of the inbounds, put the three up from the left corner and counted. St. Rose up now 13-10.
Nice out-of-bounds play. Found Kokoda in the left corner for the easy.
Singleton on the way to the basket. He is fouled. Coming back into the game, he replaced Gebbia, who will take a seat on the bench. That last foul on Tyler Long for St. Rose. His first, team second. Yeah, Carrington coming out. Coming back into the game for Tom Zimmer North is Carl Blum.
Not a whole lot of fouling in this game. Three-man crew, they see everything.
Singleton, the three, off the inbounds from the right side. He hits. He's got five, and we are tied back at 13 with 5:05 to go in the second quarter.
I don't know what Caswell told Singleton in his 2 minutes on the bench, but it worked.
Kokoda right side. Rockstead leaving it off for Letty. Wanted the three. Takes a bounce back, gives off to Rockstead. Tims himself off in the corner. Try to get Kokoda slicing through the lane. Ball still fought for. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by St. Rose. It will be North basketball right at midcourt with 4:48 to go and our score tied at 13.
Well, good players find their shots, Matt. Mark Kokoda being defensed very well in that 2-3 zone. Only 5 points on the night.
Singleton on his way to the basket. Slices through the lane. Singleton with 5 in the quarter, 7 for the game. Gives Tom's River North a 15-13 advantage. 4.5 minutes to go here in the opening half. Checking back in at that last whistle for North was Sean Martin. Letty on the right wing. Stops, gives back up top for Kokoda. Letty wanted to get it down low for Long. Here's Rockstead with it. Left wing, skips for Letty. Quick trigger, his three on the way. That is good. Connor Letty with 3 threes, 9 for the game to lead all scorers. Gives St. Rose a 16-15 advantage.
Well, other than Mark Kokoda, as Singleton drives in and misses the layup.
Loose ball comes back up for Blum.
Letty came in with 14 threes, got 3 on the night, 36 attempts, Matt, so he could fire it up from three-point range.
Singleton pulls back out, resets the offense with 3:45 to go. Martin between the circles, one dribble, gives off to his right. Singleton drives to the baseline, leaves off to the big fella. Wrightson will lay it in from the right side. That is the fourth player for North to score. They regain the lead at 17-16.
Nice job by Wrightson that time. Thought he was a little bit too far underneath the basket, but reached back and made the layup without the use of the board.
Kokoda bounces in the right corner for McGuire. McGuire on his way to the basket. Count this one and the foul. He was pushed as he let the shot go. His second basket will give us our first free throw of the night.
Carl Blum got him as he came across the lane, pushed him, a nice fadeaway jumper by McGuire, about a 10-footer.
First foul for Blum, first team foul for Tom's River North. 18-17, Rose's lead. Here's the free throw on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Wrightson. Singleton breaks the timeline with the dribble. Coming up on the three-minute mark here in the second quarter. St. Rose up by a point, 18-17. Singleton from the outside, strokes the three. That one off the mark. Stansbury up over the top. Here's Blum, turnaround, jumper off the feed, no good. Stansbury, another putback attempt. That's no good. Singleton again. Stansbury inside is finally fouled. That was 4 attempts at basket for Tom's River North, and this will result in free throws for Solly Stansbury.
Well, between Stansbury and Blum, they were playing volleyball up there, and nobody, and that includes McGuire for St. Rose, able to contend with the two rebounders on the offensive glass.
Foul was on Letty, his first, team's third. Stansbury to the free throw line. This is the first foul shot attempts on the night for Tom's River North. First one on the way is good. Stansbury with 5. Dean Devaney back into the game for St. Rose. 2:56 to go here in the opening half. Stansbury looking for the second of two. That one on the way, and it is good. He's got 6, and his team has a one-point lead, 19-18. North comes out here with some full-court zone pressure.
Mariners shoot it at 60% from the foul line early in this four-game season.
St. Rose breaks the pressure. Kokoda bouncing right for Letty. Leaves off on the right side. Rockstead. Letty gets it back between the circles. On the left now, it's Kokoda. A couple of drives to the baseline. We'll leave off for McGuire. Rockstead leaves off for Kokoda now on the right wing. Thought about the stop and pop. Letty in the right corner. Skip pass on the left wing. McGuire back to Kokoda. 2:15 to go. Long offensive set here for St. Rose. Kokoda looking off to his right, gives to Letty. Little weave up top with 3 guys on the perimeter. Rockstead, Letty, and Kokoda. Rockstead now has it. Kokoda the quick feed in for Devaney. The kick out pass, top of the key, 3 for Rockstead. Way too strong. Long rebound comes to Singleton, who's off to the races. Comes down the left side, stops, leaves for Blum. Top of the key, 3, and air ball. Not even close. We've seen a couple of bad shots for both teams tonight. And with 1:47 to go in the second quarter, Tom's River North the one-point lead at 19-18. St. Rose puts the ball back in play here with 1:45 and rolling. Kokoda gets the pass into the front court, going to drive to the basket, missed the runner. Rebound kicked around, comes to Singleton. Singleton slowing things down. Stansbury between the circles. Left side pass for Blum. Drives to the basket. The leave-off for Wrightson went right through his hands and into the waiting arms of Rockstead. Here's St. Rose with the push now. Rockstead pinned off left corner. Kokoda wanted the three, but instead decided to drive. Should have shot. He'll get called for a travel, and the ball back over to the Mariners.
Yeah, I think Dennis Devaney would rather see Kokoda take that outside shot, that three-pointer. Mariners playing very well in this one, hanging with the Purple Roses. It's experience versus the new breed of Mariners here in this semifinal contest. Blum comes in as the leading scorer for the Mariners at 12.5 a game. A little frustrated tonight.
Hasn't scored yet tonight. Misses a left elbow jumper, but the loose ball comes back out, and Levchenko will reset the offense. Stansberry's been the go-to guy so far tonight. He will get called for an offensive foul as he hooked his man coming around the top. And with 48 seconds to play, St. Rose will have the basketball, trailing 19-18.
Yeah, made a pretty nice drive from left to right, but got that left arm, hooked it around. McGuire, referee caught him.
See what St. Rose does here. They could certainly run the clock down almost and hold for one if they wanted to. Kokoda, backdoor feed for McGuire, reverse layup, in and out, no good. Stansberry, the loose ball rebound. And now it's North's turn to see if they want to hold for one. We're at the 20-second mark. Levchenko for Martin. Wants a drive. Spins to the baseline. Nice move for Sean Martin. He's got six. The lead up to three for North, 21-18. As St. Rose will break the half-court line with 8 seconds to go. Kokoda has his hands on the ball. Rockstead with it now. Dribbling to his right. 3 seconds. Rockstead will fire the three. Off the mark, no good. And that will take us to the end of the first half. A fairly quick first half as Tom Zimmer North leading St. Rose by a score of 21-18. The team's even with 11 points apiece in that second quarter. We'll step out here and take a quick two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll regroup with some stats leading scorers, some thoughts on this game, and a mention of how the tournament has gone up until this point. Been a busy couple of weeks of activity here from the Pine Belt Arena. We'll take a quick break and back with more of this one. We're at the half. Tom's River North leading St. Rose 21-18. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.